Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Meaner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vance Page. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vance Page. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting second. The second baseman, Heinie Mueller. Batting third. The first baseman, Gibby Brack. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Marty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Syl Johnson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Syl Johnson. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Heck reaches second base with a double. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heck scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marty. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Hermann moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brack scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. Hermann scores. Gleason moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gleason tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin, who is chasing the ball. Russell reaches third base with a triple. Hartnett goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Gene Schott now pitching. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Page covering, for the out. One out. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Mueller reaches third base with a triple. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brack moves to second. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a pop-up towards third. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Arnovich picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Arnovich. Hack moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marty. Herman reaches second base with a double. Hack scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a pop-up towards first. Brack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a line drive into center field. Martin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Martin. Hartnett moves to third. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Meaner hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brack hits a fly ball towards right. Gleason settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gleason. Brack moves to second. Mori Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page can't make a play. That's a base hit. Brack moves to third. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-1 in the game. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page can't make a play. That's a base hit. Brack scores. Arnovich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Meaner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Herman reaches second base with a double. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a pop-up towards first. Brack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Schott moves to second. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Cubs. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 0-for-2 in the game. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to second. Two outs. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ike Pearson now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson fires to first and picks off Page. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marte hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gleason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ike Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell juggles the ball. That's an error on Russell. Davis moves to third. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Martin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brack is called out on strikes. two outs. Mori Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Mueller scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Cubs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 0-for-3 in the game. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Page strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hack is hit by the pitch. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Davis and he is out, Mueller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. L.E. Grant Scott pinch hits for Ike Pearson. L.E. Grant Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Martin reaches second base with a double. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Martin moves to third. Gene Lillard now pitching. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner fields it and has Mueller trapped. There's the throw to Herman, who tags Mueller for the out. Martin scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 7-6, Cubs. Mauri Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Arnovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gleason hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty throws the ball into Mueller, who tags Gallen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gleason scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Cubs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty moves to second. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty scores. May moves to second. It's 8-7, Cubs. Jack Russell now pitching. Chuck Klein pinch hits for Spud Davis. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Sherin moves to third. It's Cubs, 8, Phillies, 8. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. One out. Larry French now pitching. Pinky Whitney pinch hits for Hirsch Martin. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherin scores. Klein moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.